It's a very good day. It's Monday, the 12th of March. We'll be joining Pam Popper, or she'll be joining us, Dr. Pam Popper, from the Wellness Forum in Columbus with some ideas that are worth our consideration. I think one of the things that I find problematic is all this. We have more recalls on infant formula. The stuff smells. So is there an alternative? Is there an option? What should you be using beside maybe the stuff that you get at the store? What happened before Gerber's came along? What did mothers use for baby food? What did
they made it themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Hello. Why can't you do that now? Oh, this is more convenient. Yes, but it'll make your baby
sick.
They've
had so many. I mean, they have so many products out there, too, that help you steam the food and mash
right.
it.
And mash
yeah.
it. Yeah.
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 yeah. It's kind of cool.
All right. So, Jennifer, tell us about this product, Spanx, S-P-A-N-X, and the lady named Sarah Blakely, who is the creator of Spanx.
Well, Spanx, if you're a woman, you totally know what Spanx are. They're like I hate to use the word girdle because girdle has so many negative connotations, but they're bike shorts or tights that really hold you in, and all the celebrities wear them. In fact, people on the red carpet at the Oscars will like double or triple up on their Spanx. They'll put so many on because it really makes a clean, smooth line under all of your clothes. They're awesome. Plus, the ones that I like have a little pee hole, so you don't even have to take them off.
So do you wear them?
I have worn them, yes. I wear them, you know, to when you're wearing like a nice dress and you want everything to look good underneath it, they're perfect. And this girl, this Sarah Blakely that started, and I call her a girl, she's a woman, but she was 27 years old when she started her company, and she started it with $5,000. And now she's a billionaire.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
She's
That's
on the Forbes
story.
Billionaires list. What a great American story.
Well, it just tells you, I mean, you can take a dream. And she started it by looking at pantyhose because the material of Spanx is almost like a nylon, but just a really stretchy nylon. Mm-hmm. So she started just looking at pantyhose one day, 5,000 bucks in the bank, and there
now,
you go.
Now, did she use it herself? Was this something she created because she wanted to use it herself?
Yeah, no, the story goes that she was frustrated because the old-fashioned pantyhose were just, they kind of were outdated looking. They had seams on the toes. They didn't really flatter your figure in the right places. So she, I guess, was trying to wear a pair of cream slacks to a party one evening, and she cut the feet of her pantyhose off and wore them underneath. But they rolled up at her legs all night, and she said, I've got to figure out how to make something that will smooth my pants without having all this rolling up of regular pantyhose. And so 3 years later, she started Spanx. Isn't that so cool? I think her story is amazing. I love it. And I think that we can inspire ourselves with it.
All right, I'm going to do a little
Google. I mean, it's not like she invented the PC.
No.
Or something that shoots
easy.
Us to the moon.
She didn't like what was available, so she made her own. Oprah was the one that really kind of sparked the trend a few years back because Oprah found out about it, brought her on the show, and she endorsed it. And then Spanx, like, just
Bang.
They were flying
off. This is
off
not a big woman. Shelf. I'm looking at a picture of her.
No, this is, I'm telling you, celebrities wear these because it smooths you out and makes a better line. I mean, even when you're thin, you still have those little, you know,
so why don't we invite her to come on the program? She flunked out of law school, or she never even got in. She flunked law school admission tests. and now she apparently has a great sense of humor and is got a great work ethic.
Yeah,
which
she
used
to do stand-up comedy
really,
at night, and she had a sales job during the day, and she still managed to do.
She was a chipmunk at Disney World.
Isn't that funny?
Huh. Sold fax machines door-to-door in Florida. She was a national sales manager with an office equipment company, and she just said, how did we not know about this person? I want to find out more about her.
I did.
Jen did.
Yeah. Good for you, Jennifer. That's a great story.
It's a great story. But the fact that she's a billionaire now, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. Now, one step further here, there has been a lot of noise lately about some of these websites that have been inspired by the super skinny celebrities.
Yeah, see, all you have to do is wear Spanx and you're in good shape.
Well, but here we back around again to the same old story about what is beauty.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you think about yourself? How do you define your own beauty? I think Jennifer Horne is a beautiful woman.
And I definitely am not anorexic.
No.
No, these websites are scary because they do promote anorexia and bulimia and almost give you awards for being excessively skinny and tiny. It's gross. And people that, that really bring this on are the Angelina Jolie's of the world where you look at her and you just, oh, so skinny.
There's something wrong with her. And I think that
she was great. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. When she was doing that, what was the video game movie that she did? Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
She looked awesome. She was buff and she looked good and healthy. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know if you heard about this chick. What brought this story to my attention was there was this model named Ioana, and she was making headlines in all the magazines because she was 84 pounds and had a 20-inch waist.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did see her.
Sick, sick, sick. All right, let's talk to Pam Popper about all this stuff in a moment. It's coming up on 13 past the hour here on Good Day.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have 3 qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H. The brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables. The Anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Quarter past the hour now on today's Doug Stafford Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here, Rich McFadden is here, and Dr. Pam Popper is here from the Wellness Forum in Columbus. We are talking about skinny chicks and skinny in terms of what we define as skinny, as opposed to now Pam. Many people haven't seen Pam because it's a radio program, so unless you go to a website and you look at her, you wouldn't know that she is slender. I would put you're not skinny.
There's a difference between thin and skinny. I mean, what I think you're talking about, Doug, is all the people that look like they need a sandwich, like stat, or they're going to fall over.
Right.
Right. Whereas Pam has, using her own methodology, I think, there, the Wellness Forum, eating well, exercising, has a defined body. I don't know whether you've always been like this or not, because I never asked you that. What has your body been like through the years?
Well, when I was younger, I was a dancer, and so I starved myself thin.
Ooh.
And so I was one of those skinny people you probably are referring to, but got there all the wrong ways, and that's part of the problem, is there are a lot of ways to get skinny, if you want to use that term. Mm. Not all of which are healthy. And then as a young adult, that's when I just abandoned all I didn't know anything about eating well, I wasn't exercising and all that sort of thing. And at one point point in time, I mean, you've seen me. I'm 5 feet 7 inches tall. I weighed like 155 pounds, so yeah. I was pretty chubby. And then when I started this healthy eating plan, the thing that I love about it is that I never worry about portion control or calories or anything else. I eat when I'm hungry, stop when I'm full, and I eat a lot of food. People around me will tell you that, but I maintain a pretty lean frame. Now, lean, not to be confused with skinny. I mean, I have low body fat. I'm real muscular, but you know, I'm able to do that without portion control and all the crazy dieting stuff most people do.
You know, the crazy part of this, Pam, is that so many people have this sense that skinny is healthy or attractive. Neither of those two things. I'll speak for the attractive point of view. I think that's not true, but it certainly isn't healthy. When you look at Angelina Jolie, for example, she's a role model. She looks emaciated. I mean, it's just sick.
Yeah.
And people who are all skin and bones, some of these models that you see, they don't have a longevity quotient that's very high because there's nothing there.
Well, and even the photos that you see in magazines are still airbrushed. I mean, these girls don't have perfect bodies, and they have to touch them up from, you know, to make them presentable for magazines. So it's an unrealistic ideal. And unfortunately, a lot of the high fashion clothes and that sort of thing tend to look good on these emaciated people, which, you know, causes a lot of people to want to emulate them. But I think it's possible. I don't think that most women aspire to look like that. I really don't think so. And I think most of us pretty much understand there's nothing I'm ever going to do to look like Angelina Jolie, not just in terms of her emaciated body, but she's gorgeous. So I don't aspire to be like her. It's not a realistic goal for me. I just aspire to be the best that I can be. Yeah. And I think that's the message we really want to get out to young people.
All right, let's talk about parents, young men and women who are having children, and the food that they feed their child. Latest scandal, I don't know if it's Gerber's, but there's some baby food line that's been recalled because the stuff in the bottles or the cans smells. And so it brings me back around to wondering, from your perspective, as you advise people on how to eat well, how do we feed our children, our babies, well?
Well, first of all, breastfeeding. I'm a big promoter of breastfeeding, and I think it was just 2 weeks ago I did an article in my newsletter about the superiority of breastfeeding from every standpoint. I mean, people don't understand sometimes how difficult it is to make cow's milk appropriate for little babies. In other words, if you just gave cow's milk in its current form to babies, the protein content is too high, and you'd blow out the child's kidneys and kill it. So we have to dilute the cow's milk and add corn syrup to it and that sort of thing. And so the first place to start is to breastfeed a child, if at all possible, and usually it is possible, until weaning. And then feed that child the plant-based diet that you and I have talked about so many times on the show. There's a big, I think several big misconceptions, and one is that if you just let your kid eat anything, you know, Lucky Charms cereals and candy and all this sort of thing, they're going to somehow outgrow those habits, and the research is very clear that they don't. The habits get worse over time. In fact, there was just a study on sugar consumption that showed that it goes up by about 20% by the time a child is an adolescent, not down. And so allowing that to go on in the household is really teaching a value system about food, that it's okay to have Mountain Dew, it's okay to have Skittles after school. Well, it's not okay. Look where these kids are ending up. So we want to feed kids a whole foods, plant-based diet, starting at when the first solid food goes in their mouth and on up through adolescence. And, of course, they're going to go out and eat foods they're not supposed to eat when they get driver's licenses and that sort of thing. But they'll come back to the fold. I mean, kids experiment around with a lot of things, but you want to make sure what the message that you're giving at home is that health-promoting foods are important.
Pam Popper here on Good Day.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-9673. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The Gen File.
The good stuff.
Yes, here's Madonna, who is 54?
53.
53, okay.
She's 54 this
Her
year,
Her boyfriend
yeah.
is 24.
That's right.
And?
And she's mulling a marriage proposal.
Mm.
Yeah. He's a French dancer. His name's Brahim Zabat. Very hard to say.
How'd she find him?
He's a dancer, and he proposed to her at the Kabbalah Center in New York 3 weeks ago. So she's thinking it over. She hasn't answered yes or no yet. They've been dating for 2 years, despite their age difference. He's a Muslim, while Madonna follows Kabbalah. And she's hesitant to get married again because she's already been divorced twice. And she doesn't want to rush into anything, but she is very happy with him.
Happy with what?
Well, she's happy with him, so she'd like to
happy
keep the relationship
what?
Going. Well, you know what she's happy with, Doug. It's a 29-year age difference. Hello?
Happy with what?
She's a cougar.
Yeah, right, she is.
With a lot of money.
Yeah. He All makes right. her feel young.
You make me feel so young.
And she makes him feel rich.
Her friends say she has a real fear of being alone, which you could probably see, because she's always with somebody, and usually someone much younger.
Right. All right, so here's another romantic story. Everybody ready for more romance?
I love romance. Yes.
Remember Tricky Dick Nixon?
Yes.
I'm not a crook.
He was not always Tricky Dick. There are some letters that have been found that are going to be unveiled this Friday at the Nixon Presidential Library and Museum in Yorba Linda. Isn't it down? Yeah, it's down in
Orange County.
Far. It's, in Orange County. So apparently, when he was dating Patricia Ryan, he shared some thoughts with her that were not, they found a dozen letters that were exchanged during their 2-year courtship before they were married. And the letters, are very flowery. The president waxes poetic about the first time his, quote, dearest heart agreed to take a drive with him, end quote.
Aww.
Every day and every night I want to see you and be with you. Yet I have no feeling of selfish ownership or jealousy, he wrote in one of the letters. He said, quote, let's go for a long ride. Let's go to the mountains. Let's read books in front of fires. Most
let's
of all,
a dog named Checkers.
Let's, let's get to grow and love together.
That's
Let's find happiness.
Love letters are a lost art. I don't think people do it as much as they used to.
Now they do Facebook posts.
Yeah.
My mother wrote some really fabulous letters to my father, and he didn't get it. But my sister found them, and we all read them, and my sister's holding on to them. They were very, very sweet. A young
19-year-old kid in love and how she looked at my father then, obviously not my father, but looked at him as a man. I was very hopeful. She loved him and was enthralled by him. And I see that. I'm looking at some of these other letters here that were written in the late 30s. And it's something you don't think of when you think of Nixon, what Richie just said.
I am not a crook.
But doesn't it teach right. you something to hear
everybody's
something like
human.
That? It's mm-hmm. right, exactly. Everybody has a side to him or her that is somehow perhaps lost. There's some beauty in these letters. It's really very intriguing. So they're going to be put on display this Friday at the Nixon Library, and I think that's a very cool thing. Very nice. We need more romance in our lives, Richie. More gentle talk, more sweetness, more light, more love, more little unga bunga be good, too. 28 after the hour.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Mastering life is what the Good Day program is all about. Check out a lot of things at DougSteffen.com, including the true identity of Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, some stats on her.
The true identity.
This is a program that hopefully helps you master your life. Instead of letting life master you, you can be very successful. We have a fellow named Michael McMaster. I ought to probably use this with him. He joins us every week on Fridays.
McMaster of his own domain.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So you may be, Jennifer, the McMaster of your domain.
I am domain. A McMaster of my domain.
It's pretty clear how to come around to this. You know yourself better than anybody. Are you honest with yourself? Do you take what you know about yourself and use it for the things that you ought to do? Do you know what needs to be done, and do you do it not just the things you feel like doing, but do you do the things that are necessary to hold on to the reins of your life? If you don't, who's going to? You understand that there are a lot of things going on. I understand. We all understand there are opposing forces. There's the yin, the yang. There's the good, the bad. There's the God, and there's the Satan. There's the up and the down. You have various things tugging at you all the time. But you yourself, I'm sure of it, know what the truth is when it comes to you. And you don't have to be a slave to anybody else's thinking. You think for yourself. You act on your own behalf. That is mastering your life. I think that's the way I look at it anyway. And yes, I've resisted a lot through our life. I was talking to my daughter yesterday. We were walking. Oh, we have Sunday morning. We have a great time. And after we have our little brunch, she and I usually go off together to the farmer's market, buy stuff, and we talk about the stuff that's going on. She's been, as she realizes this week, marks, matter of fact, it's today, the fourth month since the passing of her mother, Toni. And it's, I mean, I'm blown away when I was thinking about that last night I went to bed. 4 months ago, she died. It seems like we were talking about it on the air that the morning, second morning after it happened, and what passions there were there. And I'm thinking, and Megan and I are talking about, that she's just gone. And 4 months, it just seems like an instant ago. How
it's weird how stuff like that can seem like it just happened yesterday, but in another way that she's been gone for a really long time, too. Yeah. It's just, it's bizarre.
Yeah. So, Anyway, and then one of the things we were talking about was the fear-based thinking. And Megan is not a conventional thinker at all. She and her brother have these moments, the two of them, of brilliance together, and they have so much fun together. And they argue with each other about little things, like Brendan and his love. Brendan, love is the right word. Brendan's been going to a chiropractor for a long time because he is very active, plays basketball, and needs to have his back adjusted. And so he's been telling Megan about this for years. Megan has never been to a chiropractor in her life. Never been to an acupuncture. She hears us talking about it. So I got her for Christmas a gift certificate from a woman that I trust implicitly here in Los Angeles to do a job, a gentle job on Megan and teach her about it. Do you think she's called yet?
Nope. Do you think she will?
Yes. Eventually, I think she will. But she hasn't yet. She's gone all around. I mean, she's involved in an exercise program, Richie. She goes to spinning on, I think, two or three nights a week. She teaches. She has these ladies. For those of you who don't know, my daughter Megan is a teacher. She teaches in a high school here in Los Angeles, but is going to teach at UCLA starting next year. And her husband teaches there. And so she's very much the academic and has always been big into, we've had her, she was on the program when she was going to school here, and
yeah.
And we'd have conversations about what she feels strongly about. And there was one thing about Megan, you never control her thoughts. But yet, this fear thing that she has is really very interesting. Why are you afraid of this? There's no good explanation for it. And so, but she'll conquer it in her own way, Richie, as we all can conquer those things that get in the way of us being king or queen.
I don't think she's, you mean the chiropractor thing?
Yeah.
I don't think she's afraid of it. I think she just thinks it's quirky and no value to it.
The first time people go to chiropractors, they get nervous because you hear all those horror stories about them adjusting your neck and who knows?
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway.
Feels good. That's all I can say. That's
It does a world of good. And so help yourself to it if you can. But that's, the point is that there are a lot of things that you can do yourself. It's just sometimes you need a little help, a little encouragement. So I hope I'm here to encourage you to think for yourself. Jennifer is following a story this morning about a bunch of, I don't know how many there were, a bunch of people who stole, were they kids that stole the Girl Scout cookies? The reason I'm thinking about it is because today is Girl Scout Day, and not the day when the cookies first were sold, but Juliet Gordon Lowe of Savannah, Georgia, is the person credited with starting the first group for young girls, figuring that there was a Boy Scout troop in town. Why shouldn't there be a Girl Scout troop in town? And that's how it all started. Back on, in this, let's see, when the heck was it? I don't remember the day when it was, the year. I didn't even have the year, but I know it started on this date. It's been a while, 70, 80 years ago.
No, it was 100 years. It's 100th anniversary.
Yeah, it's 100th year.
Oh, today's the 100th anniversary?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Richie.
Sure.
I didn't, yeah, all right, so that anyway.
That first Girl Scout's really old now.
Yes. So a couple of, were they boys that stole these Girl Scout cookies and then the Girl Scouts chased them down the street?
They were boys. This was...
Bad boys!
This girl rocks. This 15-year-old Girl Scout was injured after she chased down two men that stole their cash box containing Girl Scout cookie sales money.
Hey,
I think that's awesome, though. She should get a badge for that. This was outside of a Walmart store in Sugarland, Texas, which is near Houston. The two guys pulled up in a car. The man in the passenger seat got out and started asking questions about the cookies. And then he grabbed the cash box. It had about $200 inside of it. Got back in the car, and they took off. And I guess without thinking, these two Girl Scouts just started running after him, and they actually got him to pull over. They started hitting the boy in the passenger seat.
That's awesome.
Do you love them? I know.
That's so great.
It's so good. She said, I think he learned his lesson.
So picture this. Hey, what are you in the joint for? Murder. Hey, what are you in the joint for? And I got beat up by some Girl Scouts stole their money.
15 years old.
Yeah. Give a round of applause to the Girl Scouts.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Yeah,
I guess they got theirs because they were punched.
Yeah. They did get theirs, and well, they should have.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of getting the kick your butt badge.
All right. We'll make the Doug Steffen kick your butt badge.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jennifer has a story from Vitacost of some things. Roberta is not with us for the earlier part of the week. She's down in Las Vegas, so we don't have an official Queen of Cheap report today. One of the things at DougSteffen.com, though, we have a cumulative list of the things that are still there for you that you can take advantage of every day. There are new things, but there are some wonderful things that are there. It's right next to the box where supermarket guru Phil Lempert has his information on food and the benefits today of cocoa. Something that he discusses. All right, so what are we saving money on, Jen?
All right, this is good news if you're trying to get healthy, Dougie, because until now, if you went to the grocery store, you had two choices. You could either go to a store with low prices but sketchy natural products, or you could go to a store with healthy products but crazy expensive prices. Vitacost.com has better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, and natural and organic foods, all up to 50% off. Such a great deal. Plus, orders over $49 get shipped to your door absolutely free. It's not just the best of both worlds, it's Momonomics. Take your shopping list to Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living.
Every year, we have our weight loss programs. Some of them we start in January, right after Christmas. Some of them we start just before spring. That's what we're doing this year. Spring starts next week. So a lot of people are starting taking TH121, the world's first antioxidant-based anti-aging weight loss formula. This product, TH121, is shown to provide dramatic results with absolutely no side effects. No jitters, no racing heart, no staying awake at night. You know that story. When you take some of these, remember the controversy about Fen-Phen? And a lot of that, that was a drug that was approved by the FDA, and it ended up killing six or seven people, and they took it off the market because you're not supposed to put those two things together. One of them was natural, the other one wasn't, and it just didn't work. And so a lot of people who have gone on, they take some of these pills, some of these concoctions that are approved by the FDA, and you get, if you take them before you go to bed, you can't go to sleep. So here's a unique combination of antioxidants and natural metabolism enhancers that create a powerful appetite suppressant that will turn every cell in your body into little fat and sugar-burning factories. You've heard us talk. We were talking earlier today about Angelina Jolie and that skinny stuff. This is obviously aimed at people who have, maybe through the course of the winter like me, put on 9 or 10 pounds, and you want to get back to the summer look, right? The summer look. So here's what you do. You call 800-525-2710. 800-525-2710. You don't have to choose between living healthier and looking better. This is healthy, healthy, healthy. And if you're one of the first callers to dial 800-525-2710, you'll receive fitness celebrity John Basildow's newest DVD, and the amazing 5-minute work. There's a wrinkle cream that's around that will help you in 5 minutes deliver a beautiful. I mean, this is just an extra little gift for you. But the thing you want to underscore is TH121 and how it'll help you look better, be healthier, because it's all natural. The way to lose weight before you get your spring duds on. 800-525-2710. That's 800-525-2710.
So here you are, stuck in rush hour traffic, thinking about your back pain. You know, if you'd used a Thermacare heat wrap this morning, it would still be working. That's because Thermacare is the only wrap with patented heat cells that penetrate deep to relax, soothe, and unlock tight muscles for up to 16 hours of relief. That's 8 hours while you wear it, and 8 more even after it's off. Can your patch say that? And you? You'd be sitting pretty all the way home. For up to 16 hours of back pain relief, try Thermacare. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungalow. Bailiwick and East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Okay, so it's 12 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. The Women's Media Center.
Uh-oh.
Founded by Gloria Steinem, Jane Fonda.
Starting off well.
Is using the Rush controversy to petition the FCC to take him off the air. There was an op-ed piece on CNN.com. They say that Limbaugh, through his language, is a purveyor of hate speech and therefore is not acting in the public interest. Do they realize what kind of a can of worms they open?
I'm telling you, man.
By this suggestion, if you pull that stunt, I mean, the FCC is not going to pay any attention to it, but just for argument's sake, what's at stake here isn't what Limbaugh does or doesn't do, or what Bill Maher does or doesn't do. It is the future of having a public debate in the public interest. They say it's not political. Baloney. I was going to say B, you know, S, but I didn't. They disagree with his politics. We understand that. And what he said was toxic, no question, inappropriate. And so they say that Limbaugh is hiding behind the First Amendment. Hello, that's what the First Amendment is all about. So that he can say disgusting, horrible things,
the same as people
on the left who say miserable, horrible things and have maybe or maybe didn't. I mean, where were they when Ed Schultz said what he did about Laura Ingraham? I mean, people have been calling here all morning. Yeah. What was that guy?
Bill Maher.
What did you say?
The one we had called earlier this morning.
Yeah, say the C word.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. These are what these people want. This is the kind of language they want to use. You either have free speech or you don't. You don't pick sides.
You don't hide behind the First Amendment.
It is what it is. It is just, almost everybody in the world says something at one point in time, even though this program is the farthest in the world from being driven by controversy. Once in a while, I say stuff that is a result of me seeing something else. Bill Handel, who's a guy I have a lot of regard for, who's here in Los Angeles, he got into it with the Black Media Alliance. And who are these people? The watchdog of the black citizens of Los Angeles. Hello? How do you figure that? Anyway, Handel said something about the business of what went on with John and Ken on his station and referred to the people. I'm not going to use the reference, but, yeah. Hey, that's what it's about. 51 past the hour.
So nobody else. All you got to do now.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Mistaken, this is from Police Academy, is it not?
It is.
How many of those are there all together, Chucker?
I think there were seven.
He's right, seven. There are seven.
All together.
I have a box set.
You know the funny thing about that franchise? The first one was an R-rated movie, and all the sequels were rated PG-13.
Well, was the first one funnier than the others?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It was definitely more, it was cruder. It was cruder in tone.
Right.
And it was funnier.
Is this the kind of movie that most women would like to see?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you kidding? I loved them. I used to watch them as a kid. I loved them.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting. I love the way the news media tries to put all people into, all women in the same category, all men, all Republicans, all Democrats, all whites, all blacks, all Muslims, all, everybody thinks the same. If you're a Muslim, this is the way you think. If you're a Jew, this is the way you think. If you are
let me ask Jennifer a question.
Ridiculous.
Supposedly this movie, John Carter, disappointed badly at the box office because they said that it had no appeal to women. Did you have any interest in seeing it?
I still don't. I have no idea what it's about. All I know is it's like aliens or something.
It's horrible because the creatures, the story. I told you this before, Chuck. All these people saying it costs $225 million to make. There's no way. It may be going to make it overseas, but it soured at the box office because...
But, you're right. You know, sadly, a lot of reviewers and industry analysts review the budget, which is really not... I mean, the bottom line is the final product, what's on screen, is a determining factor. Did it entertain you or not? I thought it was a very entertaining movie, I actually would see it again. But
all right. So now here's the movie I saw over the weekend that I didn't have high expectations for, but when I walked out of the theater, I felt good about having seen it. That Fish in the Yemen thing with Ewan McGregor and Emily Blunt was very nice, very sweet.
Yeah, I think that's only on less than 100 screens though around the country.
So it hasn't started yet, really. It's not open wide.
It's not going to open wide. That's what you call an art house movie.
It is?
Yeah, it's an Art House film.
No, you're talking about Perfect Sense with Ewan McGregor.
No,
that's an Art House
no,
movie.
No, I'm talking about the one you're talking about.
It is? I thought it was a great movie.
I'm not saying, listen, it might be a great movie, but the production company that produced it is not going to take it wide because they don't think it's going to have a wide audience at all.
I think they're wrong. I think women would love that movie. Absolutely love. Both characters are very appealing. The story is cute. I think that's wrong-headed on their part.
That title is not exactly a good title.
The title doesn't tell you anything about it. When I saw the trailers a couple of months ago, I thought, this is... And especially, right, exactly, it was salmon fishing in the Yemen.
where did you see it? At a multiplex?
I saw it at a regular AMC theater here in Santa Monica. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yep. I did. I thought it was cool. Anyway. All right, so box office totals in a moment. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call. Can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees auto pay and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, Chugger, how did it shake up or stack up over the weekend at the box office?
For the second straight week, the animated Dr. Seuss movie, The Lorax in 3D, did very well, $39 million at the theaters, $122 million in 10 days of release. Those are good numbers as we were speaking. John Carter, $30.6 million, which is a disappointment, no doubt, $101 million worldwide. Disney's already said it'll be a $100 million write-off. They're not going to meet the marketing cost. Project X, the teen comedy, 11.5, a solid $40 million in 2 weeks of release. They've already announced plans for a sequel. Silent House, a new horror film with Elizabeth Olsen, one of the Olsen twins' older sister, $7.1 million in business to place fourth. And that military film, Actor Valor, $7 million. This film is a solid $56 million in 2 weeks of release. One other bit of box office news, 1,000 Words, an Eddie Murphy film, which sat on the shelf for 2 years, bombed just $6.3 million.
Horrible. 59. Introduced.